Release Wabaninto Gnama Seed Lai Jadim Delpidowsin Eskimodamus and Egnigan Minjasin.
That's Emma Stevens, a 16-year-old 10th grader at Chief Allison Bernard Memorial High School on Cape Breton in Nova Scotia, Canada, singing the Beatles' Blackbird in Mi'kmaq, which is sometimes pronounced Mi'kmaq, in a video that went viral. The song was translated by Katani Julian, who works in language revitalization for the Eskasoni First Nation, of which Emma is a member. It's part of an effort to raise awareness about Indigenous language and culture. And it's interesting because Paul McCartney was inspired to write that song by women in the civil rights movement in the U.S. in the 1960s. In a moment, we'll bring in Katani Julian to talk about translating the song. But first, Emma, who sings it in Mi'kmaq. Emma, tell us about your language.
My language is very different from other ones. There's a lot of syllables in ours, and there's a lot of long words that translate into something really easy in English.
So give me a sense. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. So say that in Mi'kmaq, please.
Budaliskia Jwabaninto.
Wow. Why do you think it's important? Obviously, it's important for your friends and family to preserve it. But tell us more about preserving it. Are there young people who aren't speaking it? Are you afraid that it may disappear?
Yes. There are a lot of kids. There's a school around here that they teach little kids how to speak Mi'kmaq. And once you get older, you kind of can't go there anymore. So you're stuck with, like, speaking English. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids didn't have the opportunity to learn it. So there's not a lot of them that speak Mi'kmaq now.
This song means so many things to so many people. What does it mean to you? What does it feel like when you sing those words?
I don't know. It makes me feel proud. Like, singing my language, there's not a lot of people who can do that. So it makes me feel really proud to be able to do those kind of things.
Was this difficult? Was this difficult to translate, Katani?
A lot of songs that are originate in English are hard to translate. Sometimes you have a concept that is several syllables in Mi'kmaq, but it's a whole sentence in English, or the other way around. So the struggle would be to get the beat and the rhythm of the song into the appropriate amount of signals for the music.
What did you think when you actually heard it? To us, it's so beautiful.
Well, it has an impact before because, you know, Paul McCartney is such a brilliant songwriter. And of course it has impact and deep meaning already. But then to add the icing on the cake and to have it done in our Mi'kmaq language is just spectacular. It's just wonderful to hear it. And Mi'kmaq is full of emotions when it's spoken, you know, when we speak to each other. There's a lot of emotion that's conveyed in the words. And so it just took that song up to an extra heightened level of emotion. And a lot of people who understand and speak Mi'kmaq were brought to tears when they heard the song.
Yeah. And by the way, you say the song has a story anyway. Were you aware that Paul McCartney was inspired by women in the Little Rock Nine who bravely integrated an all-white school in 1957? That was his inspiration for the song.
Yes, I know that now. But before, you know, I have had some experience in studying literature in my past and reading between the lines of poetry and lyrics and to look for a deeper meaning. And there's always, even though the Beatles songs sound, you know, simple, there's always a hidden meaning in there.
Yeah.
And that's what I really loved about it. And so I had to really do it very carefully so that I got the original message across in Mi'kmaq as well.
Your sense, too, of, you know, here's this young woman doing this. It's got to be a lot of pride.
Oh, yeah. What really strikes me is the opportunities that the young people have in our community in this day and age, you know? Like, when I was her age, I certainly didn't have access to this. I didn't even have a school in my community. Now, we do have high school in our community, and within recent years, we've gotten a music program, and the children they're just absolutely blossoming, yeah. And I'm so proud of them.
Well, and then because of social media, are you surprised at how this song just took off on social media?
Well, I when I first saw the video, like I was really impressed, and I was really emotional. I showed it to my father. My father helped me translate it. He's 77 years old, and he had tears in his eyes at the end, and my heart was just beating so fast, and I had such a rush of adrenaline. And I don't know what it feels like to be on stage and have a bunch of people applaud for you, but I imagine that that's what it feels like when I first heard that song.
Don't was the day born it by two.